The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading and listening and sharing this show with your friends. That's how the word gets out. If you like this show, pass it on. That's what we want you to do. That's the only way we can grow the family, the Critical Hit family. What are they? The Hittites? The Critters?
Critters.
I like Critical Hittites, but everybody votes me down.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Oh, okay then. All right then.
I agree. It is funny to vote Matthew down.
Rodrigo, let us get back into the story. It's been a couple of weeks. We jumped into the mailbag last week. Let us move on with some story this week.
Right. So we will start with Randus.
Oh, boy.
You know, things are good when we're starting individually.
Yep.
Randus is woken up by being shaken vigorously.
What?
There's a halfling there shaking you awake.
Hey. Hello. Hi. What? How can I help you?
Are you the one who's supposed to help us with the dispersal system?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. We'll be right out here.
Okay, I'll be out shortly. So I'll gather my stuff and head up.
Yep. When you stand up and look around, you find that the rest of the party is not there anymore.
Yeah.
When you walk out, though, you see that the entire camp is hustling and a bustling. Up over there, you can see Ket and Prince Elk coming out of a tent. You know, very theatrically shaking hands at the end of signing a contract with an elf in between them.
Aww.
Like Alfalfa and Spanky.
Yes.
That's my one.
And just the whole camp is moving and shaking. Perhaps most prominent is a group of elves that appear to be training, and they have these veils covering their faces that appear to be made of some very thin kind of mesh-like material. They have also painted themselves this kind of like gray, blue, and black, and are kind of going through some drills, essentially, that appear to be essentially allowing them, like, basically walking on their toes, but also completely hunched down. They look very weird because elves don't move a lot when they're not doing something, and these guys tend to stand very still and then, like, just kind of, like, scuttle, like, left or right or whatever. Among other things, the rest of the party is around, but Randus is led to essentially this area that has been kind of cut off from the rest of the camp. And there's a lot of gear sitting around that the halflings seem to have brought. There's also a good dozen humans here with them, also carrying random gear. Prince Elk walks over. Hello, Randus.
Hello.
So I hear you're going to give us a hand here. We're working on a dispersal system. Would you like to see the material you'll be working with?
Yeah, yes, that'd be very helpful.
He walks over and shows you a bag of it. All in all, it's not too bad. In large quantities, it is toxic. I suppose it's always toxic, but it's bad for people in large quantities. You're probably going to want to wear something over your face when you're working with this.
Okay.
You can use any of these guys you need, and he kind of motions to the couple halflings and, you know, dozen or so humans that are kicking around here.
All right.
I got something else to take care of.
Okay. I'll get to work figuring this out.
The rest of you are doing whatever you would like to be doing at this point. Certainly, Trell is kind of in a very central location, overseeing everything that's happening.
Okay. What exactly is going on directly in my vicinity?
So, everything is going on. There are basically lumbering, like a group of elves that's getting together to go cut some wood. There is a group that is going to help with the dispersal system. There are groups training and kind of getting together to basically to form the parties that are going to be going down there. There's also groups getting together to dig or preparing to go dig, you know, because the holes are probably going to have to be expanded, along with, you know, any number of elves that are doing, you know, whatever else the camp needs from day to day, you know,
right.
Starting fires and things like that, or putting out fires, as it were.
Okay. She's going to whistle for the baby.
Okay. A baby comes over.
Hey, I have a job for you.
Okay.
Okay, I need you and maybe some of your friends to kind of check in every once in a while on my friends, okay? And what you're going to be listening for, and you're going to keep out of sight, is for anyone doing or saying anything kind of rude to them.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
She scampers off.
Okay. Where's Orym?
He's admiring his fancy new boots. And of course, he's finishing up his morning rituals, has them all prepared, and is now admiring his fancy boots.
She's going to go take him aside.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes.
Did you sleep well?
Yes. Theoretically, let's say yes.
Okay, she's going to kind of take him out of elven earshot as much as she can.
Impossible, but we can cut down on it.
Okay. Well, she's also going to speak quietly to him.
They can be stealthy. He's got new boots for it.
Okay. Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I need you to be on your best behavior while you're here.
When am I not on my best behavior?
She just looks at him with like a kind of frozen look on her face. Okay. Take it from me. When we're not around Eladrin, apparently, you're a little bit rude.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't noticed.
Okay, well, I did. And I want you to remember how much I played ball in Whitestone and didn't freak out the way I kind of wanted to.
So you don't want me to freak out?
I want you to be as polite and sweet as I know you are as you possibly can be. Which means not saying anything rude about the food or anything that you think elves do that's weird.
You know, it might be easier if I just don't say anything.
Okay. Okay. That might be a good idea. Right. Okay. But also, if... Remember, I don't know if you were there or not, but, you know, elves have prejudice in them, too. So, if anyone says anything weird or rude to you, you come and you tell me. Good. Okay. You can't see this, but Steven's nodding.
Orm nods his head.
Orm nods emphatically. Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you. All right.
An elf comes up to Trell.
Yes. Non-vocal signals. Great on a podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
The crews are ready. If you'd like to start moving around.
Which crew? The dispersal, the wood, the training, or the digging group?
They're all ready to begin.
All of them.
If you'd like
good.
To. Yes, if you'd like to. The dispersal crew is training, but they don't have the mechanism yet. That will have to be finished at some point today. But in the meantime, they all have, they're all ready to at least get some orders or whatever you deem necessary.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be right over.
Great. Just.
Where's Torque?
Hi, how are you?
What's Torque up to?
It's a good question. What could Torque be up to? Is there anyone in the area that Torque could actually minister to in a ministerial way?
Well, there's lots of people.
Interesting. Torque is probably going to see if he can find anyone who looks like they need ministerial ministering.
Well,
do you mean like medically or religiously?
There are some.
It's sort of a general sort of counseling and guidance thing.
There are some worried-looking elves around.
I should approach them.
Okay. So when Trell finds Torque, he is talking to some worried-looking elves.
What's Torque saying?
It's one of those hard balancey things, because you know that, you know, there's a plan, but you figure if they knew the plan at the beginning, then why have a plan? So I figure that we all gotta make our own kind of decisions. Like, it's complicated, but it's kind of the grace of Coralon, just flying all over the place and maybe hitting you on the head once in a while. That's why I wear the helmet.
How did the elves seem to be taking this?
Mostly they appear to be confused. There's a few of them that are like amused, not in a bad way. Like they're like actively trying to follow it, probably failing, but like, They see that there's like a they see what he's trying to do and they're trying to follow it. And there's definitely a couple who aren't in that crew who are just like standing a little bit far away that are just straight up giving him the stink eye.
She puts a hand on Torque's back and she looks at the people glaring at him with her own like very intense look.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly they find something else to do.
Yeah. Hey, Torque.
Hey, Drew. What you doing?
The crews, the different people are getting ready to go, and I'd like you with the group that's actually going to be doing the the more martial part of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good at that stuff.
Okay, come over with me.
Okay. You remember, Carlon got a plan, even if we don't know what it is, all y'all, and have a fine afternoon or something.
Not. <Nice.
laughs> Yeah. Tor gets a lot of, like, sudden nods, like, oh, right. Yes, thank you.
For some reason, I see Tork just under a big tent in a white suit. proselytizing and testifying, and every once in a while starts a little dance going.
Now what we gonna do is we gonna cut the demons out, so stand still, because I got my axe. Hallelujah and all like that there.
My laugh sounds so pitiful. Okay. She's going to take Tork over to the group that was training.
Okay.
What are they?
What?
I'm trying to remember what they're training. You said the group that is training.
Yeah. They're like, they're wearing these like mesh things in front of their faces, and they're all painted up in like blacks, grays, and blues, and they're just kind of like walking around, like they're walking and like basically they're squatting, and they're like moving around like that, presumably for tunnel movement. They also have like curved daggers similar to Trell's Kukri that they, you know, as part of their movement or training, sometimes take out and make slashes in the air, all kind of in formation.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, this group's going to be kind of herding the creatures.
And providing backup for
the people digging and
exactly
dispersing and cutting wood. So like covering them.
Yeah. Probably not for the people cutting wood, like the creatures haven't been seen in that part of the forest.
Okay.
Like these guys are going in to the tunnels along with anybody who's going in to actually exterminate the creatures.
Okay. So she explains that to Tork. Like, okay, they're going to be going into the tunnels with us. I'll be with you, of course. They're going to be like basically covering and providing support for the people setting up the dispersal system and digging. And then she looks at the elves and speaks in Elven and explains that she and Tork will be accompanying them.
They all nod.
Okay. Where's Kat?
Let's see, did I get the whole cloak thing from one of the elders? Okay. Yeah, after finishing the deal with Prince Elk, probably finding one of the more shaman-y elders to see if we can't figure out the whole eagle thing.
You mean get yourself cleansed?
When you locate Ket, he is talking to a couple of elders who have been pointed out to you as elders because, you know, they look like they're 20.
Yeah.
Okay. She indicates to an elf that looks like they're more in charge that they should go over stuff with Tork a little bit and that she'll be back soon.
Yep.
He's a really fast learner.
The elf that appears to be more in charge pulls up his mesh and smiles at Trell. I'll take care of him. Trell recognizes him as Carda.
Oh, thanks, brother.
And puts it back down and motions for Tork to stand next to him and then starts showing him the moves. You know, because, he wants you to know what they're going to be doing. Like, you don't have to necessarily do exactly the same things as them.
Right.
But he just wants you to know so that, you know, they don't accidentally, like, run into you or you don't accidentally run into them and stuff.
So you're going to be trying to flush them, or you're going to be trying to hurt them?
That depends on what the plan becomes once we get down there. We don't know exactly how they're going to be moving in their tunnels. So we might be hurting them. We may simply be backup, or we might be a front line.
We know all what kinds we've seen.
Mostly those little ones.
The ones that look like...
Yes.
Darn, you might want to go over, like, some points of some tips you have.
I keep hearing voices. I think it's a Grace Corlon. Them little ones that go ang 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 ang. What she's got to do is she's got to hit them real hard. Do we have any idea how many of them there is?
No.
Are they the biggins or the littlins?
We've only seen ones that are no bigger than a very large, or no bigger than a dog.
So they should be. I call them a lizard monkeys because that's what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Randis calls them xenobiological exoskeleton or something, but I don't know. But when they get all the groups, they come and they try to like, and they get all up on you and they try to like gang up on you. So I would say you guys are probably doing the right thing, but you may want to make sure that you're giving each other space so that you can't have a whole swarm of them kind of jump up and eat all of y'all at once. So if they start to swarm somebody, you want to make sure y'all got room to where you can all, you know, stay out of being eaten place, but also get the ones off of your guy.
They'll nod and seem to be taking Torque's advice.
They're not very bright, so you don't have to worry about them doing kind of heavy duty tactically, but they do like to just like jump, 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 and eat you. Sorry, I got frog in my throat. I probably shouldn't have had that frog. Sorry.
All right, so Troll goes to find Cat.
Yep.
Cat's hey, Cat. Over there talking to some of the elders.
She'll like kind of wait for a good time to not interrupt.
They seem very distressed about him.
Hey.
Yes?
What's going on?
We're trying to figure out this thing.
Suggestions?
Amongst other things.
He is...
No, she's asking the elders.
He is tainted. There is a wrongness to him. This does not bode well. We fear that it will affect his presence, his immediate destiny. It's concerning, certainly. We would not recommend that he stay in this forest very long, lest the spirits begin to take notice of him.
I see. Well, we're not planning on staying very long in general. We have to attend to the Feywild matter.
Of course, Guardian.
There's no cleansing thing you can think of?
No, we've never seen anything like this.
He is pretty special. She has a like diagonal stripes of black on her face.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll look more serious. All right. Ket, I'm going to need you now.
Okay.
So, Torque is going to be going with the group that's going to be providing cover. Randus is working with the dispersal system group. Any idea what you want to be doing? I'd like to have you fighting these things because you're very acquainted with them.
I can do that, yeah. I assume we've talked to Orm about fighting these things too, right?
Not yet, but...
Because he'd probably actually be even a little better suited than I am.
You think?
He's a little better, a little better at area magic.
I see. Just worried about his mouth. All right. How about you stick close to him?
You're worried about his mouth without me around, and you want me to be near him. The person who he's mouthier to.
I'd rather him have him be mouthy to you than other people.
That's a really good point.
Thank you.
All right.
Unless you have a better suggestion.
Have you talked to him about being mouthy?
Yep.
And what did he say?
He said he'd keep quiet. And then she just stares at Ken. Again, that like frozen sort of look on her face.
Is this a stare if you're not sure if Orm is going to listen or if more of the pleading, go make sure he doesn't do anything stupid with look.
Both.
It's a very expressive. Yes.
She can do it.
It's all in the pupils. Just the right amount of pupil.
Iris.
Yes. Iris to pupil ratio.
Fine.
Thank you, Kat. She squeezes his hand. All right. They're ready to get going. Why don't you... wait, did I lose the feed?
Nope, no.
Okay. Rob was just really still. okay. Why don't you go... gather up Orm and head over there to where Torque is.
General direction where Orm's at?
You can see him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's actually a ring of elven children around him.
Oh, God. Is he talking?
He doesn't appear to be now.
Does he look distraught? Whatever emotion Orm is experiencing right now, Ket will know.
Yes.
Those big anime eyes are kind of a dead giveaway.
Yep. Yeah, Orm does seem distraught.
The lack of people. He knows what he's saying.
I'll actually hurry over there. Kind of flag him down.
It's like a cartoon mouse.
Ah, Ket, excuse me. Little ones... I must be going.
And they scatter.
Yes, we have important work to do. Come on. You seem to be enjoying yourself with the children's.
I guess I haven't mastered common as well as I thought I have.
They do speak elven.
I'm talking about your comment.
Ah.
Oh.
Anyway, what's going on?
We are on cleanup duty, basically. You and I and probably a few other people.
What are we cleaning?
The lizard monkeys. As they get herded towards us, we get to take them out.
Okay.
What with our experience at doing this previously.
Whose idea was this?
Whose do you think?
Probably yours.
No, well...
And by whose idea was to get us involved, I really mean whose idea was it to get me involved in this.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know, you're good at laying down a swath of destruction.
Yes, yes, I am. I've had to be quiet for like 20 minutes with these kids running around.
I haven't talked about myself all day.
Adriana told us to go meet up with Torque.
Yep. Okay.
Adrian Trowell did. Yeah. Supposed to go meet up with Torque, and he's working with the people that'll be hurting.
Okay.
And we get to take him out as they herd into a area we can take him out in.
Sounds good.
I'm assuming I can see and or hear Torque.
Yeah, he's over there doing some drills. You know, he doesn't move like an elf, but he can, like, he keeps up with them. You know, they're like skitter around on like their hands and feet, and Torque, I'm guessing, probably just kind of does a lot of like rolling on his shoulders and back and stuff.
Tried to walk on his knuckles, but it seemed a little on the nose.
Yep.
I'm gonna head on over there and just kind of lean up against a tree, cross my arms, and watch for a little while until Torque notices.
I also lean up against the tree with my arms crossed.
Hey, Torque, some cool guys are over there watching you.
11 minutes later,
yep.
Torque is like, I think I hear one. He does the Shawn Michaels kip up to his feet and looks around.
Yep.
With a hand over the eyes.
There's some pointy-eared guys over there.
All right, fellas, you're doing good work. I'm going to go talk to these reprobates over here. Torque walks over. Hey guys. What'd I miss?
Nothing in particular.
Well, then I'm gonna go back to practice it or something. Are we? What?
Sorry, my computer killed itself.
Oh, geez.
That happens. Yeah, be careful.
Kind of. There's a comment there that I won't make.
You've got to drink them. You can't wear them.
Anyhow,
I remember my first beer too.
So you haven't missed much. We've got a general idea of the plan. You're with these guys hurting, I guess, right?
Yeah, I tell you, it seemed like a good plan, but I'm not gonna drop any opportunity to pick some of them off either. And them lizard monkeys is dangerous.
No, I understand. You're gonna be hurting them towards us and maybe and a few others.
Magic,
but
magic-y blasty time.
Yep, magic-y blasty time.
I figure we can do that. You know how when you do your zappy kaboom and whoosh, sometimes it will like light everything on fire, and sometimes it won't light me on fire.
You would prefer I do the latter?
Yeah, and also I want you to do the second one.
I will try to refrain from lighting you on fire.
I was more worried about the elfies getting all lit on fire, because I don't know if you look, but them ears are like little wicks, and it might just whoosh. And I don't know, candle heads are scary, is what I'm saying.
No, we don't need to make any more of those, do we?
Yeah, probably not, but I think that if you can do that thing you do where it's like
where it like avoids your friend's thing.
We'll try not to hurt anybody other than the lizard monkeys.
All right. You have to set me on fire. I mean, it won't be the first time.
I know.
Noted.
Oh, don't you even start with me. 4 days we known each other. You lit me on fire.
Yeah, I was really holding back.
I kind of feel good about this plan, fellas. I think we might be able to pull this one off without anybody, you know, getting cut to ribbons and like.
Don't say that.
Knock on
the
tree. I mean,
what's the worst that could happen, right?
Shut up.
Oh, no music to my ears.
Goodbye, Forrest.
It's not like I'm going to set it on fire or anything. I mean,
just smash cut to like Forrest on fire.
Yep. I think that went well. And for some reason, Torque is wearing a hula skirt.
God.
Lizard monkeys just running around everywhere.
Yeah.
And the made-up adventures.
I will blame you. I will blame you, Matthew.
You can blame me all you want, Beast Boy. You can't tell, but I'm making the little heart symbol with my fingers, so as you know. All right. I'm serious, too.
Don't flash gang signs at me.
That was my other one.
All right. Well, let's see how you guys do. Okay. Trees need chopped, dispersal systems need inventing, holes need to be dug, elves need to be moved around. Let's have a skill challenge for preparations.
Interesting.
I like how Randis' job is always making brand new things that have never existed before.
This is precisely a skill challenge montage.
Oh, I love it.
Ah. Off to a great start.
Did you guys roll initiative?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Orem.
28.
I rolled so Randis.
12.
Ket.
23.
Torque.
24.
And
wait, no modifiers, right?
Right.
Okay.
31. Very appropriately. Appropriate that Trell's going first.
Yep.
Oh.
I think everybody thought 31 was the appropriate number for no...
Yeah, no, I got what she was saying.
I didn't think any of us were 31. Hmm?
Give me a year.
All right. So, the object of the skills challenge, or the point of it, whatever you want to call it.
Go with object.
Yes.
Is to not burn down the forest.
Is to not burn down the forest.
Oh my god.
I roll to sit with roll to sit on your hands.
Roll to leave.
Yes. No, the point is to get these groups ready to go. Get everything, all the gear ready to go. Get everybody trained and up to speed. And then get all the materials up to where the holes are going to be dug and, you know, probably start digging holes. Top of the round is Trell.
Go over the goals again.
Get elves ready.
Okay. Hold on a second. I wanted to go first, but then I didn't. I have no idea what to do. Trell.
Your diplomacy.
Trell's diplomacy?
It's wisdom based. Now it's charisma based. Never mind.
Now it's charisma based.
Wow.
Rob.
I shouldn't be playing tonight, apparently.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one, you guys.
Yeah, this is going to be a great session.
Lost all of my faith in him.
You have an additional plus one if you're close to
also
Ket.
In humanity.
So instead of her having a 5, she has a 6.
And a chance to reroll. think.
Okay.
Which is great, because she needs like an 18, does she?
God.
You'd get a 6 and a chance to reroll. Totally worth it.
Or not.
No.
Yeah, no is a good call. No, a good... I mean, don't get me wrong. It's better for me when you guys fail at this. But
so we could burn down the forest.
Yes.
Okay. Is it insight to figure out which group needs the most help right now?
Sure. Trell
help.
Sure.
Trelp, we call it.
Trelp?
Trell help.
Trelp. Oh, not good. What's 13 plus 8?
21.
21.
21 is not a success.
Oh, man. Good start.
Would you like to spend an action point?
How many failures do we have?
Three.
Yes. Oh my god.
13.
I rolled a 2.
Oh.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
It's all right. All right.
As the elves start to mobilize, Trell gets caught up with people that are mean mugging Torque.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Orym.
Well, I figure if we're getting ready to go into battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stretch out first.
Right.
So I start with the elves in my group, and I start doing some acrobatics stretching out.
Awesome.
Calisthenics.
Yes, calisthenics. That would be a 34.
Okay, that's a success.
We are sufficiently stretched.
Orym's elves
are... I was really
are...
hoping I wouldn't have to do anything.
Orym's elves are most limber.
Cute.
Most limber.
Torque.
You said there's things to be cut, right?
Yep.
Are they cutting with axes?
Yes.
Torque is going to gravitate towards the axe group and assist, of course, in the axing. And I kind of get the suspicion that what will happen is that in the process of trying to give helpful tips, Torque will end up doing an awful lot of axing all by himself, which will cause him to use his endurance as the elves kind of manipulate him into cutting lots and lots of trees.
Sure.
Mean elves. Bastard. Nat 1.
Whoa.
Let's
action point to reroll?
Yeah. I'm a action point to reroll. Torque's endurance slipped. He's not used to these grips. These are actual logging axes.
Right.
So the balance is completely different, and the grips are weird and curvy. There you go. Boom. Much happier of the happy land. Where the hell is my endurance? 34.
That's a success.
That's much better. Chopping some trees. Choppy, choppy.
Yep. Torque makes short work of some trees. Get...
I'm going to give a rousing speech.
Okay. You want to give me some of the high points?
Well, you may not all come back today. I mean... Wait, no. I'm not Orym. Hold on.
No!
I got this. Now, all right. There's some things we need to keep in mind while dealing with these guys. Give them some general pointers on... lizard monkeys that I don't know off the top of my head.
Avoid the teeth and the claws.
Mostly avoid the teeth.
And the entire being.
No. Keep your distance. Try and hit as many as you can with each thing, and we should be fine. You'll all be doing fine out there if you keep this in mind.
Diplomacy?
Remember,
diplomacy.
There's nothing to fear. But painful stab at death.
Beguiling tongue. Plus 5 to diplomacy.
All right.
Yes, I got it. That's a 25.
Okay.
Wow.
What, total?
Yes. I didn't get it, did I?
No, you didn't. Action point?
Nah.
Okay.
What?
Don't
yeah,
you
so...
Dare put this force
you
down!
You should probably action point, man.
Are we looking at 8 Ket, successes?
Ket nah. gives a...
Everyone
Ket,
else is kind of...
Ket gives a rousing speech during which his hood... kind of falls off his head. really, really making all the elves very tense about why this, like, weird spirit-tainted monster is trying to help them. Randus.
All right.
Don't burn the forest down.
Well, remember, you can't spell cockatoo without
K. It turns out that this
K-E.
Toxin has a weird combustive property now.
I'll allow it. In fact, I'll enforce it if you fail.
No.
I'm helping.
Are you?
What's Randa's doing?
He's helping our entertainment.
Yes. Well, I guess making this machine happen.
Okay.
So, you know, after studying, you know, extracting and figuring out how to make this toxin and concentrate and figuring out its solubility point and oxidation properties to determine how best maximize coverage while using this, try to use a machine or make a machine that does all that.
Okay.
And so arcaning it up to build it.
Sure.
Ah, that's a number. That'll be 32.
That's a success.
That is a good number.
Yeah, actually, you know, once you've, if you add a couple components to the mix, you can actually make some fairly simple bellows-based things that will allow you to have multiple points of dispersal. So you could actually have multiple groups that are using this.
Nice.
Top of the round is Trell.
I'm so scared.
This is why you should have went ahead and spent the action point. She's already used hers.
How many successes do we need yet?
Five.
Oh,
five.
God.
One failure.
Five all successes, one failure.
One failure.
Okay.
Trell.
What's your bluff?
What's my what?
Her bluff would be a five, most likely.
Yeah,
bluff
is a five.
Are you trained in any social, in any of the charisma things?
No.
Wise wouldn't apply anyways. No. I don't know, you got something?
Be sneaky.
Or sneaky.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, lead the scout group up ahead to make sure nothing's in the way.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
I was going to say that or nature to, you know.
Spot tracks, yeah.
Spot tracks, get people in.
Sneaky
laid out.
Is one higher, perception's the highest.
There you go. Be sneaky. Sneaky, sneaky.
Okay. Trell is going to gather up. The scouts she knows are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And scout ahead.
Okay.
Yes. Go away from the party so that we can cause the most damage.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
A failure in this isn't your Trell actually not being sneaky. It's Trell being gone and us screwing everything else up.
What'd you roll?
32.
That was a success.
Oh.
All right.
Four more.
Trell goes out with some scouts and actually finds a couple of new burrows that have been dug, which kind of changes the plan. It's a good thing that she spotted them. Otherwise, the area would have had to be, like, you guys would have covered a narrower area, which might have left some of them get out. Orym.
Orym sees that there's things that still need to be moved around.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to conjure an unseen servant to help move some of the lighter stuff into position.
Cool. Arcana?
Yep. Ooh, there we go.
Nice.
That would be a 36.
That's a success. All right. Some, a lot of, bags of, wood chips are moved around to their proper place.
You can do it!
Torque.
Hello.
It is your turn.
It is my turn. So they're chopping. We're chopping.
Yep.
Choppy, oh, choppy, really? Chop. It occurs to Torque that there may be an elf who is intentionally gold bricking and thinking, no big deal, no problem, because, you know, sometimes elves do that. Torque is going to very, very carefully intimidate this elf into working harder.
Okay.
With the sneakiness of sneaky, by describing how horrifying it is to be completely overwhelmed by lizard monkeys and how bad it would be if one person's inactivity caused us all to die horribly and get it.
Cool.
Ah! That's a big number. 32.
32? That's a success.
Intimidate that kid.
Yep. All the elves are definitely tense about that now.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, they're on their toes.
There's no way that could come back and bite us in the butt.
Nope. Certainly nothing's going to come back and bite you today. Ket.
I'm going to use insight, figure out which groups I need to just out and out avoid at this point from this year. Terror of spirit abomination thing.
Sure.
Who hates you the most?
Exactly.
It says Aurum.
Which group of elves? I'm excluding all my party mates. 20.
20.
I'm going to action point that one.
Okay.
Good plan.
Better.
28.
28's a success.
Yay.
You see
what happens here?
It's almost like I counted.
It's almost on the big brass shoulder.
You can do it!
Basically, the only guys at this point who aren't like weirded out by you, or who aren't at least not outwardly weirded out by you, is the front line. So if you want to help from here on out, you're going to have to get in there with all those like squatting guys and go all the way up to the front.
Looks like I'm going to be freaking people out.
Mm. Randus. Or, you know, take yourself out of the equation altogether.
God. You know what would work better than poison? Fire bombs. No.
Oh, God. That's not funny.
Acid pits.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, what Randus is going to do is, knowing basically who's going to be running this system and anyone who's going to be nearby the dispersal cloud, he's going to use his biological knowledge and the knowledge he's gained of this substance to basically whip up a big old batch of a huge cocktail of something to help people have an
anti-venom, as it were.
Yeah, something to preventive measure to help them avoid any negative effects from prolonged exposure to this stuff as they are using it during this endeavor.
Heal?
Yes.
Go for it.
That's not bad. 27?
27 is not a success.
Oh.
Yep, action point.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No,
it's still a 12.
Same thing?
27.
That's a failure. You got anything else you can throw in there?
Don't you have some magical thing that you can... have him re-roll something?
I can have him re-roll bluff, diplomacy, or intimidate.
Oh.
Yes. Nope. That's...
No!
Womp, womp, womp.
The dispersal team is now violently ill.
Oh, no.
Yep, Randa's whip some stuff up.
I'm going underneath my desk.
Goes around and inoculates everyone.
Oh, everyone...
Of
really?
Course. Yep, everyone.
Oh, God.
You get a vaccine, and you get a vaccine, and you get a vaccine.
Way to go, Plague Oprah.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Yes, that's my favorite. That's my favorite module.
Plopra. Oh, Plague.
Dorks. All right.
Oh, Plague.
So, trees are chopped, ground, put into bags, and fed into these bellow contraptions that Randus made, and then transported over to a place where holes are currently being enlarged so that multiple crews can go in. With these things, already there's a bunch of dead lizard monkeys around that the scouts and the archers have sort of been picking out off as they charge up the tunnels. But no clear concerted effort has been made. These guys are probably just happened to be right here when the digging started.
So we found a bunch of dead bodies, dead lizard monkey bodies.
Yes.
Jay, we really need to rename those.
Are we all? No, we don't. No, are we all
best name.
Aware of this?
Are you all aware of this? Presumably, I would imagine you're all there.
Yeah,
I
think we really wouldn't.
Yeah, like everyone who's involved in this effort is there right now.
Okay. So we think like elves killed them?
Yes, they were coming up the tunnels when your elves were digging.
Okay.
And your guys killed them.
How well can elves see in the dark?
Better than humans.
Are the humans with us, or is it just elves?
Everybody's here now.
I mean, like, going into the tunnels.
I don't know, Twilight Guardian, you tell me.
I would say humans should stay out. They're made out of baby tissues. I mean, not Randus, but...
Oh, you mean, Elk's people?
Yeah.
No, Elk's people aren't going in.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well... Alright, Charles going to take the lead to start going in there. I think Sunrod's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Seems like a good place to take a break. Mm-hmm. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everyone who has become a subscriber over at MajorSpoilers.com. Your contribution makes this show possible and many other fine shows on the Major Spoilers Podcast Network possible. We thank each and every one of you. What else, Rodrigo, do we need to throw in here? Anything?
What else? There are critical hit t-shirts.
Oh, critical hit t-shirts over at /loot.com. That's the place where you want to go for some official critical hit swag.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts featuring all your favorite characters, including Ket. And also Ket. Randa stole a very popular shirt when we were at Nerdtacular 2013. All the Randa shirts sold out there.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, Randus.
if you go to majorspoilers.com, if you were going to buy something off of Amazon, you can go through our Major Spoilers Amazon link, and then a little bit of what you're paying is going to be sent to us. No additional charge to you.
Exactly.
So if you want to buy something like, I don't know, Theraflu or some halls or like a
or
big snuggly blanket.
Maybe they just want to buy a theremin unit.
Yeah.
Do it through that link. A lot of people ask, though, Rodrigo, but I live in the UK, or I live up in Canada, or mm-hmm. I live in Mexico. How can I use your link and still buy through my country code? Just change the .com to your country code and leave everything else alone. You should be fine.
Oh, good.
At least we think so.
Right.
We've never had anyone from another country try it and say, hey, I bought this. Can you go check and see if you guys got credit for it?
So if you do that, contact Steven.
Yep, podcastmajorspoilers.com.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you once again for sharing all the good word that is Critical Hit. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.